And there you go, the birds will welcome us into this episode. You join us on a park bench with a little bit of litter around us. It's very green. The leaves are just about holding on in this place as we hold on to the clutches left of summer as we slip into autumn. And today we talk about something that for me really signals the start of autumn officially.
What could that be? The mind is boggling. It's something that makes me feel better, this stuff. Do you know that?
It's something that your mum would feed you when you were poorly and you were having a sick day off school.
Yes, and as a North London Jewish young lady, it's something that one variety of can fix a broken heart, a sick chest and life in general.
We're going to learn some Welsh terminology. We're going to learn about some Scottish terminology. We're going to learn some facts, because what kind of episode would we do where we didn't enlighten you with historical information of importance? That's what we're getting out of this.
I mean, that's why they come here, isn't it? Because it's like listening to the news.
So, whether you have your soup maker nearby, whether you are chopping your vegetables, whether you are out going for a walk, a dog walk, and you're thinking, what should I have for tea tonight? This could be the episode for you. We are talking soup. We are talking specifically Super Saturday. We'll explain what that is, why, how you can be involved, all in a mini-mo.
Hello, this is your podcast inbox. You have too many messages to count. Here's the first one.
Now then, podcasters.
Hi there.
Hi.
Hi, my name is Julie Allen.
I'm Julie Basquell.
I'm Julie.
I'm Julie.
And I'm a member of Cheryl's group on a Tuesday evening in Cumbrands.
And I attend the Claire Bridgman's class in Mythenroyd, Halifax.
A target member and part of our social team at Rachel's Friday morning group in Wingerworth.
And I belong to the Rising Brook group. And we were voted the best Slimming World group of 2022 with the fabulous consultant, Tracy Frost.
Now then,
let's cue the ukulele.
Cue the ukulele.
Cue those ukuleles.
Cue the ukulele.
Aha, thank you, our trusted inbox, for delivering all of our messages. We very much appreciate all of you who are out and about in the world sharing your enthusiasm and shared love for the ukuleles. Welcome to the podcast. This is Slimming World Podcast, where I am Claire, a mere member, and Anna is an actual wise, self-employed consultant of Slimming World.
Wise. Yes, I am a Slimming World consultant, that's for sure. The wise, a little bit dubious about, but yes, I'm a consultant and you're a member. And together we like to, I don't know, ramble through the life of weight loss.
A mentant. I was trying to join consultant and member, it's too much.
Commember.
As you can tell, we like to waffle, and we don't like to be these type of people that record episodes in studios.
No.
I mean,
studio dryness.
Yeah. You know what? If this was like a formal, like branded podcast, then like people would be in the kitchen with Claire and Anna, and there'd be a studio audience clapping right at this moment, and we'd be in the kitchen with our like branded aprons. But instead, we're just sat on a park bench with some flasks and. Yeah, we're here to talk about soup. That's how we roll. I think that you might appreciate and understand, and hopefully you could pretend that you are sat on the bench with us.
It's not raining today.
It's not, and it's actually not the coldest day of all the days of this week. I mean, I've only got 3 layers on today.
I have got my big coat in the car, but I decided to leave it, and I've gone without coat, sans coat.
Well, fortunately, we have some warm food to, you know, warm up our bellies and, yeah, stay free-filled, like whatever the words are.
Free-filled food.
Filled up, warm, free, comforted.
But anyway, soup. Do you like it?
I've had a bit of a love-hate relationship with soup because soup is sometimes the thing that I forget about. It's in my fridge and then it goes slightly weird and then I have to force myself to have it because I hate wasting anything. But equally, I've made killer soups where I've been like, oh, that was really good. And I've got to say, we put a message out on our Instagram a few weeks ago asking for people's favourite soup recipes. And as a result, I was amazed by the variety, and it's definitely made me up my soup game.
There were some killer recipes, weren't they? Do you know, I have a very bad soup memory. It was 1997.
You have a soup memory?
It was 1997.
Hang on a sec. Wait. We need to set the scene. Let's do a dream kind of thing. Okay, Anna, take us back now.
It's 1997. It was a porter cabin in Mill Hill, North London, at my school. And I had left my soup flask in my desk. Do you remember the desks? The wooden desks flip up and down?
Jeez, are you that old?
I'm that old. For 9.5 weeks. And when I got back to my desk, because we kept in the same classroom, the rancid smell coming from this flask, the mould had grown out of the flask and into my desk. I don't know what soup it started life out of, but I just remember the teacher calling the... what's the man that sorts everything out?
Caretaker.
The caretaker, the gorgeous caretaker, Kevin, and just asking for 2 bags and a fire extinguisher. I'm not quite sure what she did with the fire extinguisher, but I couldn't eat soup for about a year after that because it was tainted with the smell of mould and this desk where it got into every fibre of the desk. So there you go.
Makes me think of like a childhood nightmare.
Yeah.
Where there's like a monster coming out of the desk.
What's Alan's soup? It was a
What's
care
that
bear.
Coming out of the desk? Is it a monster?
No, it's
wow,
Alan's
okay,
soup.
So we've got great experience of soup. Fortunately, it sounds like our listeners have much better experiences.
I have moved on and I now have a love affair with soup because I see what soup does for weight loss. I see week in, week out when people pack the speedy soups in, how they come in with those cracking weight loss. Soup can be a magic bullet.
And that's why we've called it Super Together, because it's one of those things that I think that you need to kind of like share tips and what's worked
Definitely.
For you. I remember when someone in a Zoom group over lockdown, someone of your Zooms, and they shared this butternut squash lentil soup recipe. And Matt still talks about it to this day.
He
said, why can't we make it that soup? And the problem is on the app, there's like 10,000 recipes
so
of
many.
Squash soup that I can't figure out which one it is.
What did you do to it? How
he
did
was
you
like,
make
you've
it?
Never made it the same since that day.
But some soups, that is something you have to understand with soup. Sometimes you can never replicate that soup, especially if you do a bottom of the fridge soup. You don't know the quantities, you don't remember the herbs. It's like once tasted, never relived.
So it's a way to get you speeding. But I also think that a lot of us don't drink enough water, so it's a way to get more water in as well.
I'd never thought of it like that, but yeah, it's a good way to keep hydrated. The reasons I love soup, it's filling, it's quick, it's cheap, it bangs the speed, it's just comfort in a bowl. Soup never rejects. There's a soup for every mood.
I also think that, you know, when like, I mean, like a bag of carrots is like 40 something p. I'll use carrots like, you know, in a bit of everything, but there's always still carrots left over.
Oh, carrots!
So
are,
classic yeah. carrot soup for me.
See, I've had a bad experience with a carrot soup, but I know it's good for some.
You say you had a bad experience with a carrot,
yeah, and some soup. But you know, it's finding your soup that is your. So for me, leek and potato and chicken noodle are my all time favourite comforts. Get a pan of that going, and I know I'm in a safe space.
You know, you're not alone there, because when I whizzed through some of the comments, I kind of grouped them. I reordered them and
Did
grouped
you?
Them. Yeah.
Alphabetized.
Leek and potato was 3 people. Betsy, Jane and Kate had all said leek and potato. I have also made a leek and potato soup.
Weird. We made the same soup. I know. Weird.
Yeah.
Someone also made it with a sweet potato. I felt this was a little incorrect. I'm not sure how my taste buds would see it.
No, like, so Bev has made butternut squash with sweet potato, some Moroccan spices.
Ooh.
But then Julie, Kaz, Jersey60 and Shugal also made, basically, it all had either butternut squash or red pepper.
Clever.
Some kind of form.
They're such complementing vegetables, those two.
I think a classic favourite, though, is the trusted tomato soup. Because I'm looking here, whether you add lentils or you don't add lentils, Speedy Slimming World tomato soup.
Oh,
I mean, Sazza, Tracy, Helen, Geraldine, you know, they've all put tomato soup.
Can I tell you that the UK's most favourite and most consumed soup is tomato? That is the UK favourite. But the Speedy 3-tin with the beans, the carrots, the tomatoes and a pickled onion, cheap, quick and just so good.
I was going to say, actually, because Louise has put here the speedy tomato soup, 1 tin each of baked beans, chopped tomatoes and carrots in water. Then 4 small silver skin pickled onions and a sliced potato, not peeled.
Ooh.
Veg stock cube dissolved in boiling water in the empty tins. Put everything in a pan, bring to the boil and simmer for 15-20 minutes, then blitz. Or put in a soup maker. In capital letters here, people. Delicious.
Delicious. And you've pimped it up with a slice of potato and some stock. That has really been reworked. But again, I think soup can be something that's made so quick.
That is very true. I mean, like Joe's here has put, like, Joe says, soup maker is out. Carrot, lentil and chilli flakes with a bit of fat-free Greek yogurt on top.
Ooh,
I had never thought about that.
Oh, I love a bit of Greek yogurt.
I have got a soup maker and I have to say, I'm not someone buying gadgets for the sake of gadgets.
No.
Because you could end up with a kitchen full of gadgets that gather dust and you never use them.
Have you welcome to my kitchen? You mean?
But a soup maker is something that we got for a gift, as has most of our kitchen things, because I don't think people know what to buy us anymore.
It's a good gift.
It's very good gift.
Yeah.
And I've got to say, 30 minutes... We often make the mistake of putting too much in the soup maker.
Oh, does it bubble? Does it spill over?
No, it just gets very thick.
Oh, you so need it's more to... like a stew. You've got to eat it with a fork.
That's it. We had some kind of orange, like butternut squash carrot thing going on the other day, and it was so thick that Matt turned the Tupperware upside down and it didn't move. That is when you know you packed a punch. But you know what we did? We actually put that soup with pasta.
I was going to say, like a sauce.
So it was like kind of a mac and cheese type thing.
Nice. I did it with a beef stew. I made the beef stew too watery, so I just blitzed it and made it into a beef broth.
Okay, well, in a minute, you're going to tell us some soup facts.
But
I just want to whiz through some more of these comments, because...
Okay.
This is fascinating. This is what I really get out of, like, going to image therapy, whether you're part of, like, the online forum or if you're just Slim and Will curious. You know, we want to inspire you so that on Saturday, the 22nd of October, you make some soup and you send us a picture. Tag us in your picture, okay? We're going to be on Instagram, at Slim and Will Podcast. We'll share some pictures of our soups as well. But just to help you kind of feel inspired, that's what this episode is about, because, you know, soup is great. And if you are looking for, like, formal written down recipes, if you're in group at the moment, go for the you know, check out the countdown offer.
Oh, there's
a new soup book which has just come out, which is part of the countdown offer, but will still soon be on sale,
yes.
I imagine, at some point. And there's a whole book of soups there. So if you need to have it written down, do that. So Tracy says, bottom of the fridge soup, basically when anything needs using up. You know, along with an onion, some stock, whatever herbs and spices seem suitable. Actually, Sue kind of follows on and she renames it, not bottom of the fridge soup, but she calls Bitzer soup.
Oh,
bottom of the fridge or Bitzer. I kind of feel like I'm liking Bitzer soup. It's
like
a Bitzer soup.
It's a bits of everything.
It's a Bitzer, teeny weeny.
Yellow broken.
Yellow lentils, split pea.
Soupy.
Okay, anyway, stay on track. Sue says it's a bits of soup because it's the bits of leftover from Sunday veg and those bits in the bags from the freezer that aren't enough to make a portion in your plate, and spicy butternut squash. She slipped that one in. Phil, lentil and bacon soup, so simple even a cooking novice like me could make it. Super comforting, extra filling with the protein and fiber in the lentils and bacon medallions. Caroline here, cockaliki with potatoes or pasta.
Yes.
Now, this is a Scottish thing. I wanted to, like, actually, rather than try and guess what I thought cockaliki was, I have been on the internet. Would you like to hear what cockaliki is?
You talk us through.
Okay,
what
I'm gonna cue my newsreader voice.
Okay, cockaliki.
Cockaliki soup is a Scottish soup dish consisting of leeks and peppered chicken stock, often thickened with rice or sometimes barley. The original recipe added prunes during cooking, and traditionalists still garnish with a julienne of prunes. While it is called Scotland's national soup, it probably originated in a chicken and onion soup in France. By the late 16th century, it had made its way to Scotland, where the onions were replaced with leeks. The first recipe was printed in 1598, though the name cockaliki did not come into use until the 18th century. There are vegetarian versions of the soup. The vegetarian version has leeks and may include mixed vegetables, chicken-flavoured meat substitute and or prunes.
Wow. I feel like I want some cockaliki now.
Can I just also do like another newsreader section? Because Dell sent a message saying about cauliflower and horseradish or good old Welsh call.
Ooh!
I had to go and check what call is. Yeah. So, in modern Welsh, the word is used for any soup or broth. Historically, ingredients tended to vary, but the most common recipes are with beef or lamb, with leeks, potatoes, swedes, carrots, and other seasonal vegetables. Call is recognised as a national dish of Wales.
Wow. This is exciting stuff. Who knew?
There's so much to soup. I mean, like, it's just... Like, I feel like every day is a school day.
Do you not?
I'm, you know, we're not being patronising you live in Scotland and Wales.
Well, no,
like,
I'm
we're
so
just
intrigued.
Genuinely curious.
Yeah.
These are new words that we love exploring, and we're like, we got to get like a bit of a Welsh kind of version, like, you know.
Yeah.
We feel cultured.
So let me tell you a little bit about my culture of soup, because I'm from a Jewish family.
Of course.
Oh, Jewish penicillin. Look how my shoulders have changed. Literally, chicken soup is the thing you are given when you are happy, when you are sad, when you are sick, when you are celebrating, when you're cold, when you're hot. It is something that will fix everything. I remember the first time I ever got a broken heart going round to my grandma, and she just sat me at the table with the chicken noodle soup and cuddled me and said, "You drink this, it'll be all right." When she died, there was 90 bags of frozen chicken soup in her freezer. Like, it is such a thing that connects people, that you eat, but also it was made as a really nutritional thing, a bone broth with lots of carrots and celery and onion and noodles, and you can make dumplings in it. So yeah, that recipe's been passed down from my great-great-grandma right down to me. I still follow the same recipe. Aww. Sweet, isn't it?
See, yeah, Bridge Mac M says chicken broth. Mm. Yeah, leftover chicken stock and pearl barley, carrots, yes. Butternut squash, parsnips, ooh, onion, celery, cooked for 20 minutes, and add frozen sweet corn and peas. Ooh. Eat chunky day one, then liquidise day two.
You see, I think day two of a soup is better than day one, when the flavours have all amalgamated.
Oh, no, I'm about fresh.
I'm about a couple of days in the fridge.
Are you a full-on blitzer, or are you a chunky girl?
Depends on the mood. I did leave a few rogue potatoes in my soup today. Just, you know, what's in this spoon? Let's get a surprise.
That sounds like a jingle. Oh, what's in your soup?
No, but you know, sometimes you like a little bit of texture, although I do look like a smooth soup, if I'm honest. Unless it's like, what's the one beginning with M? Minestrone.
Also popular on here. Who said minestrone? Glitter Auntie, Mandy Wills, Claire Jones. Yep, and apparently, Claire's here got a rustic minestrone. Ooh. I mean, is that a way of saying it's a little bit old?
I'm thinking she's saying, I've not blitzed, I've just chucked.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Yeah, 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 like, I've just found what I could.
I feel like we need a poll or something.
Yeah.
Chunky or smooth, how do you like your soup?
Well, I think it depends on the soup. There's certain soups you could never have chunky, and certain soups that have got to be chunky. Like a minestrone, you wouldn't blitz that, but a carrot and coriander, oh, can you imagine if there were chunks in that?
Yeah, yeah, carrot and coriander is also very popular. Catherine, Elaine, Jane, Paula, Nina have that. What is interesting, like, we kind of, like, move down, like, different... I mean, where's the person here who says... Sue says she likes to chuck in some pasta or orzo.
Nice.
If she felt like she needed something a bit more filling.
Yes.
That's interesting.
I like a bit of rice in my soup. Chicken noodle soup with rice can be nice.
Did you mean to rhyme that?
Of course I didn't.
Rice is nice.
Rice is nice.
I mean, we've got things like broccoli in soup.
Ooh,
here. Broccoli and Stilton, broccoli and cheese.
Cauliflower cheese soup, one of the best. Oh, you could veganise that.
Said that here. Yeah, Helen said that.
Used to be in the old soup book. It is one, it literally is cauliflower cheese. It is some cheese triangles, some cauliflower, some lots of stock. Also, like cauliflower and horseradish, that is incredible.
Fresh the sauce or the actual like weird vegetable that we saw in an episode.
If you can get fresh, is really good. If not, some horseradish into the soup is nice.
What, grate it?
A cream of horseradish I put in.
Oh.
So a couple of sins. Threw some cauliflower, cooked down in stock, get it really thick and then add it in. It just gives you a little...
See, pea and ham, Jojo's got that. And I swap my ham for like kind of fake... bacon bits, which
work.
Are sin free.
Yeah.
A bit of mint.
Ooh.
Bit of mint sauce.
Ooh.
I'll happily sin a bit of mint sauce.
Yeah, or if you've got sugar free, it could be free, yeah.
What else have we got here? Sweet corn, of course. Sweet corn, cauliflower and chilli. We've got chicken and sweet corn chowder. Remember that was in the Iceland range?
Yes.
It's not anymore.
Oh, I love a chowder. So easy to make a chowder.
What else? Oh, and then Jill here just made some Slimming World French onion soup tonight for my post-run dinner.
Oh, I used to make that with cheese croutons. Get your healthy extra bap, put some cheese on it, grill it, put it in the middle of soup. Oh.
I remember like making some savoury cheese scones when I first joined Slimming World many, many years ago. You talked about dumplings.
Yes, I made some out of oats. I don't know what this is. Oats the other day. Mixed oats with an egg and some grated Gruyere, I think I used. Or very strong cheese. And then popped it in the stew.
She's doing movements with her hands.
I'm showing you I'm putting it in the stew. Oh, it was dead tasty.
I mean, it's interesting with soup, isn't it? Because I feel like soup without bread is just a little bit weird. But then if I don't want to use my healthy extra, how can I get through?
So, I have
potato dumpling.
Well, I have a connoisseur of soups in one of my groups. Shout out to Claire in the 11:30. She makes a jacket potato, then chops it up into wedges. I then shove the wedges under the grill, and then I will eat soup with the wedge.
A dunk with a wedge.
Because you've got to have a little bit of carb dunkage, I think.
I mean, that's also something that people overlook, is a soup accessory. Because otherwise, you just get a massive doorstop piece of bread with butter, because you know, that kind of bread you feel it looks naked without butter.
Exactly.
And then that's where you kind of got this lovely healthy soup and you just sabotage yourself.
That's why I love a potato with it, or I might save my healthy extra pitta, make that into a little soldier so I can dunk.
Accessory, soup accessory. I never really thought about it that way.
I also find if I don't have any carbohydrates to go with it, put the soup in a cup and drink it, because it's when it's with a spoon I need some sort of side by side.
Do you drink with a spoon or drink with a ladle?
I mean, I've been known to go straight into the pan with the ladle, but I do get a cup and drink it like a cup of tea.
I mean, many moons ago, I went to a Chinese buffet and they had the little spoons of soup that were like kind of small mini ladles.
Yes,
and I stole some of those. Yeah.
I didn't steal mine, I bought
mine. Sorry, I didn't steal. Yeah, but I did pay for the meal. I accidentally dropped it on the floor and thought it wouldn't be ever used again.
Oh, of course.
But that is quite a nice... So when you do your photos of your soup and you tag us, please also consider what bowl are you going to serve it in, what accessory, and how are you going to drink it? I would love to see the level of detail of where people go.
Phil never uses a spoon. He always has a huge cup, and he'll drink it out of the cup, never uses a spoon.
Now, that is interesting, because I'm sure, like, I mean, back in the day, I remember when I worked in an office and this woman had cuppa soup every day.
Yes.
Other brands are available. And I just remember thinking the amount of salt that she's drinking was disgusting.
Yes.
And it was like, once you've had fresh soup, I feel like powdered soup, it's a no-go. But there must be equivalent of way how you make like soup to take with you to work that you can drink in a cup.
I just put soup in a cup.
Soup in a cup.
That's all I do, is put the soup in a cup.
Or a flask like we have.
Yeah, but you just pour it into a cup, not a bowl.
Yeah, I know, but I mean like where you just put hot water in and...
Oh, sorry. Oh.
I suppose you could have like the thick kind of like thing that I gave Matt the other day, and then
rehydrate
you get two portions because you can just add boiling water. I mean, that was terrible, wasn't it? I mean, we forgot about that. It was at the back of the fridge, so it was really cold.
Don't make excuses. You could freeze it and then, like, defrost it with hot water.
Can I ask quite a serious question, right? And I wonder if anybody knows the answer, because I'm assuming you might not know the answer. At what point does a soup become a stew?
Well,
or a soup become a broth? Or is soup and broth the same and then stew is different?
No, it's classified by their thickness.
Classified?
Yeah.
It's classified information.
So this is in my facts.
Okay, right, hang on a sec. Whoa. Sorry, birds, but you need to hold on. The butterfly is just going past us. We need to hold the fort, because Anna has got another factoid.
Fact number one, the earliest archaeological evidence of the consumption of soup dates back to 6000 BC, and it was hippopotamus soup. Fact number two.
What?
I know. Fact number two, soups are classified into two groups, clear soups and thick soups. Fact number three, soup can be consumed hot or cold, depending on the climate or the region where it's served, and flavours can be sweet or savoury. I've had sweet soup. Fact number four, we eat more than 10 billion bowls of soup each year. Fact number five, the most popular soup variety in the UK is in fact tomato soup. There you go. Have you ever had sweet soup? I've had melon soup.
What? I can't.
Yes.
And also cold soup.
Oh, Vichyssoise, cold soup. Amazing. Yeah.
What?
I've had cold soup in some posh restaurants. I've had a little shot of soup.
Of course you have. No, posh restaurants. You know, no normal restaurant would do cold soup or melon soup.
Melon soup's been one of our soup books. Cold soup, a shot I've had as well. Also,
is it just a smoothie?
Yeah, no, exactly.
Basically, it's a was cold it ever smoothie.
Hot? Yeah.
Was it blended?
Yes. It was really nice. It was watercress and something else. Very green. Very great. Felt very good for you. You know when you drink something, you're like, my body's thanking me. It was one of those. But yeah, the thing about the consistency of the soup, I think there is like a whole world you can get into at which point a thickness becomes another thing. Where does it go from clear to thick to stew to broth? I think there are world organisations that actually regulate this.
Oh man. Yeah. I mean, I love like ramen, which is Japanese. So it's got the noodles. And I never forget when me and my friend Kat went to Japan and we went to this place and ramen used to take us ages. You try to scoop everything with the chopsticks out, right? And then we had this lady who was sat next to us. She turned up after us and she just literally went. Drank everything and left. And we weren't even halfway through. And she just lifted the bowl and then just went kind of slurping. And when I go to like, you know, popular restaurants, which are a main chain, beginning with W and have the word mama in, I like ramen because I feel like it fills you up and you get a bit of everything.
Yeah. I like the textural changes. I also get very hot.
That's the thing, I can't drink it fast.
No.
Are you the type of person who, when you get a cup of tea, you drink it straight away or you have to leave it
at least 30 minutes? Yeah. I like a really tepid cup of tea.
Me too.
Yeah. It's like, hang on, I didn't want to burn the back
of my throat. Also, I think I want to, like, I'm like dragging the life, like, you know, I want it to live longer. Like a coffee shop, I want it to, like, I don't want to, like, just go in and drink it all because then I want another one.
It's not enjoyable that hot, though. I need it to settle. But the thing about a soup, like, have you ever found that you get very, very hot after soup? Like, you know, in a cold winter's day and you literally, I have stripped off in the office just down to like an undertop and a skirt having drunk the soup because it gives you an internal radiator. Do any of our listeners know? Gary is moving away from me on the bench like, what? But it can really warm you up very quickly.
I do. I definitely think it's great. When I go out for my long walks,
you take a thermos.
I definitely appreciate having... I have upped my game for flasks. I mean, the flask that I've got in here is really great.
Oh, this is posh.
It's got... I mean, it's not quite... I have got a normal flask shape, but I normally put my coffee in that. But this one has... I mean, it's got like the bowl. It's got the spoon and the fork. And it really keeps things warm. And I really appreciate when I'm on the top of a hill and it's been a windy, wet day, having some hot food. It gives me joy that a sandwich is just not going
to. Yeah, a sandwich ain't going to cut the mustard when it's cold, is it? I've got what, not as posh as that, but a food flask that is very substantial and keeps it warm for 12 hours. You know you're going to open that up and know it's still hot. I like that.
So things like when I used to work night shifts, soup got me through a lot of tough times because I wasn't ready for a full meal. But sipping on something that had more than water in kind of just kept my metabolism just ticking over.
Yeah, soup really helped me in my weight loss journey. When I get those kind of cravings and be really hungry, a mug of soup. I've got a lady that's almost at Target, lost 6 stone, and she always has a pan of soup on the go. She says, because it's for those moments when I get a little bit peckish, but I'm not sure what I really want. It's a good one to go for. Tip I learned about soup is, don't work it too hard that you overconsume, as in keep the varieties going. Don't eat the same one all the time, because then you might get to that point where you're like, I can't eat any more soup, so switch it up.
That's very true. I have to stop Matt putting every single vegetable that is in our fridge in it. And I'm like, just pick four and then a protein and some veg stock and some spices and we're done.
Exactly. And the good point about the protein, so using things like lentils, beans, peas, all those things that can give you that hit, because otherwise soup can be great, but it can be very not that satisfying because it's just the vegetables. So if you can add, my group is always telling me about like red lentils and chucking them in a soup broth mix, all those type of things. And it can be such an inexpensive way to make loads of meals. I made leek and potato today and I think I've probably got about 4 years worth of soup out of what I made. You know, 6 leeks, 2 tins of potatoes, and it's going to be going for years.
Yeah, it's nice to have a little variety, isn't it? Because then I kind of put some in my freezer. Yeah. So I've got like 3 different versions of soup in my fridge. And when I have one, then I take another one out of the freezer and replace it.
Oh, that's clever. Label. Guys and girls, label and write down what you put in it, because otherwise you'll never replicate it. And they all look the same in the fridge if they're like a vegetable mix, don't they? You can't tell what it is.
And so just to clarify, unlike when you blend fruit, which can be sinned, when you blend vegetables, mostly it's okay.
No, blending all vegetables is absolutely fine, as long as you don't juice the vegetables.
Okay.
Because what a soup is a super filling way to get those vegetables in. The reason things will be sinned, like if you were to juice fruit or smoothie fruit, is you're taking the ability away. You can't be as satisfied from it for the same amount of calories, so that's why we have to protect your weight loss by sinning it. But with soup, we know you're making a really hearty meal out of it and going to be very satisfied for the calories you're taking on.
So also, not everybody can cook. If you need to grab a tin of soup,
yes,
there could be some sins involved, so do
there
definitely
will be
check.
Sins involved, yeah.
But
very low sins.
Sometimes it could be just a better choice than, say, going and grabbing a high sin sandwich.
I mean, there are tins of soup that are half a sin. One of my favourites is a chicken broth that I know is one sin, and I know actually that's a safety tin I've got in my cupboards that I know when I haven't cooked, I can just grab that. So definitely check them out so you know where you're at, because you don't want to grab a fresh soup and it be 27 sins, you know. So double check. Just a little thing I learned, if anything says cream of, it's not that great for your weight loss.
Yeah, that's true. And also, I suppose if people don't really like soups and they want to kind of ease themselves in, hide it. Like I say, I made like a mac and cheese kind of equivalent.
Nice idea.
And when I blended the squash and the potatoes, it looked really creamy.
Yeah.
And then I added that with the pasta. So I kind of kidded myself that it was soup. But it was a really easy way, particularly if you've got kids who don't like vegetables.
Oh, it's a great way.
This could be a great way of hiding it.
So like the cauliflower cheese was one for me that was synonymous with a roast dinner, and just making that soup made me really excited. So picking the flavours that you like already, because a lot of us have got bad memories of bad soup with lumps and bumps and hard bits that you don't want to enjoy. But soup, I'm a massive fan.
I suppose the other thing is, if you're not a fan of chopping, then you can buy the ready-made, chopped, packed, like soup casserole packets in your supermarket. That could be an easy way. It could probably potentially save you a few quid as well if you do that way, particularly if you live on your own, because you don't want to buy bags of everything, then you don't use it all. So that could be. And the best thing as well, I always used to be packet of these soup casseroles and then just veg stock and nothing else. Get to know your spices, like a curried carrot and parsnip soup.
Ooh.
With your cumin, your coriander, you know,
nice.
Your paprikas, use your garam masalas. Like, find out, don't slack off the spices. Make sure that you're thinking about that flavour.
And find the flavours that match. I remember being told that by a lovely chef. There are flavours that match different things, and that can be really helpful. I like getting the frozen.
What do you mean? That's like half a story.
Well, the reason I'm telling half the story is because I can't remember the ones that match. But knowing like turmeric goes really well with parsnips. Paprika goes really well with peppers. So knowing the flavour profiles that match is what she was saying. I mean, it went well over my head. I was like, I've got black pepper. What can I do? But also, I like to go round when it's yellow label season, get all the reduced veg and think, actually, what soup could I make this? If there's sweet corn, I could make the chowder. If there's something, you know, like parsnip, could I make the curried parsnip soup? Lentils, if there's some bacon, you know, red onions are a good one to get reduced. So it can be a really inexpensive way as well to make it. Also like a soup in a slow cooker.
Very true.
Yeah.
And actually, you'll be very pleased to know that we are continuing our eating on a budget theme because next week our bonus members podcast is all about tins. In fact, it's about cans, as in can do. Do you see what we did there?
I mean, you're so proud of that. I'm so proud of that. Can do attitude. Yes, with tins. I love tins. I have tins for everything.
You know what? You don't have to, if you can't afford to buy it fresh and you've got yourself a little pantry going. I mean, I have to say, I'm very proud of my pantry. I was not a pantry woman before. I was kind of like, where is everything? There was no order in my cupboards. But now, it's a beautiful thing. I run my hands over my tins where I can see them all. I can stand in my pantry and I can see everything that I have. And I can do a stock take immediately just by sight. These are the life goals that we are aiming for, people.
Can I just say one thing about a tin? Just really invest in a good tin opener, because there's nothing worse than your tin opener goes halfway through opening a can. Is there? Is there?
I think also it can be a little bit of a... there can be a bit of fear around, like, when you're buying ready-made soups or, like, some things in tins. Is it a sin? Is it not a sin? So we'll go a little bit deeper into that for people who are interested in that particular...
feel like I need a tin, like some tin baby.
Well, we'll work on that. We've got 7 days to come up with some kind of jingle. Look, we really would love to kind of share this passion for soup with you. Maybe you haven't made a flipping great soup in a long time. Now is your time to get inspired. Get on the Slimming World app, type in soups. There'll be loads and loads of different recipes. There's stuff on the blog. If you're not a member, go have a look on the website. Go to the blog. There's all kinds of ideas, particularly if you're Slimming World curious and you're listening to this, not necessarily as a member. And come and connect with us. We're Slimming World Podcast, at Slimming World Podcast on Instagram. Tag us, share us those pictures, do a reel, whatever you want to. Look like you're having a great fun time. Mm-hmm. And hopefully you won't turn your Tupperware upside down and it sticks like mine does.
Shouldn't have just tipping it up over his head like,
have to eat this. Anyway, enjoy your soup, stay warm, stay filled up with speedy, soupy power.
Bye for now.
Goodbye.